The city of Tshwane has confirmed that the Auditor General has found the controversial GLAD Africa contract was irregular. The AG's leaked final report showed the 317 million rand already paid to the built environment consultancy firm wasn't above board. Tshwane MMC for Finance, Marilees Fourie, joins us on the line now. MMC, good afternoon to you. Just a bit of background, please. What was this tender awarded to GLAD Africa for?
Good afternoon, Johan. The city manager decided, after discussing in principle with the mayoral committee, that the city required certain project management skills. And the purpose of acquiring those skills is to assist the city in rolling out its capital program. Now, the responsibilities of supply chain is the full responsibility of the city manager.
All right.
Neither the mayor nor any member of the mayoral committee nor any councillor is allowed to be involved in any supply chain management process. And we do oversight over the results of supply chain processes through reporting to the mayoral committee. So the city manager acquired the contract. He did all the processes that he deemed fit, and he appointed GLAD Africa as the contractor to provide those services.
All right. So it's just to inform our listeners there, this is Mr. Mokoetsi Mosola that we are speaking about.
That's
here,
right.
City manager.
That's right. Dr.
Mosola.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
So he appointed GLAD Africa. He, what we call P-backed, on a contract of a panel of consultants at the Development Bank of South Africa, DBSA. Subsequently, when he was provided with an legal advice internally to say that the due process is not in terms of a regulation that is issued in accordance with the Municipal Finance Management Act. It's called Regulation 32. So Regulation 32 says if you piggyback on another entity's existing tender, this is what you have to do. So subsequent to that, he appointed GLAD Africa. We then, from the mayor's side, said, but where's our report? It was never reported through the mayoral committee that that appointment had been made. That appointment was only reported to the mayor, in May 2018. Which was about more than six months after they were appointed. So we had no knowledge of that appointment until such time when it was reported to council. We then instituted a letter to the city manager to request reasons why this was followed, and the mayor was not happy with the response. So in principle, the mayor's responsibility on a contract, any contract, is through reporting from the administration. The Act is extremely clear that the full implementation of supply chain management legislation, regulations, and policies is the responsibility of the accounting officer. He must follow due process.
Right.
So what did the Auditor General do? He came back and said in his audit report for that financial year, in his opinion, those processes were not in compliance with Regulation 32, and an irregular expenditure is deemed to happen when you don't follow legal processes, legal prescriptions. So in the financial statements, the GLAD Africa payment of 317-odd million is declared as irregular.
Right. What was that 317 million paid for?
That's a question that maybe you should ask the city manager. But in my view, it was paid to consultants to oversee and project manage certain capital projects. Technically, all capital projects that were in effect in the city. So the contract that he signed paid a certain amount in project fees, project management fees on capital projects.
And I take it the tender was actually worth 12 billion rand altogether?
No, the 12 billion rand is a 3 years worth of capital projects.
Right.
So it was a 3-year appointment. and the value of the estimated value of the capital budget in the city is about 4 million rand, 4 billion rand a year annually. So for 3 years, it would be 12 billion. So it's project by project. So if all of the capital projects go for project management, for 3 years, the value of that would be more or less 12 billion.
Right. At the time when Mweketsi Mosola was asked about this, he insisted everything was above board. Do you know why he lied?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea why he deemed the contract to be in line with Regulation 32, because it isn't.
Tell us what happened in terms of this process where the mayor, Solim Simanga, tried to remove Dr. Mosola.
Well, it started off by, as I said, the mayor wrote to him as accounting officer and asked for reasons why that contract was awarded. He supplied reasons which the mayor thought or deemed to be not sufficient. So I stand under correction, but I think in September there was a report before council with a recommendation based on the investigation that was done on that project that a notice of suspension be given to the city manager. Prior to that report serving in council, the city manager approached the Labour Court on a technical matter to prevent the disclosure of the legal opinion that was, or the investigation that was done to determine whether there was inappropriate behavior or not. So council could not consider that particular report because it was sub judice and it was referred to the Labour Court.
Now, in November, go ahead.
In November, the mayor took a separate report to council setting out a whole list of other failures between the responsibility of the city manager that is expected of him in terms of legislation, in terms of policy principles, etc., etc. It did not focus on the GLAD Africa because the GLAD Africa matter was still sub judice. The Labour Court had postponed the hearing to a later date. We still don't know when. So we're trying to expedite that hearing so that we can conclude on that matter. But at this November meeting, the opposition parties voted against the notice of intention to suspend. So in that instance, it's very strange that one can say on one platform that if the city manager is not acting in accordance with his responsibilities, that he should take the consequences, but in the very next manner, you do not vote in favor of those consequences. Playing political games is unfortunately to the detriment of the city and the running of the city.
I mean, clearly at this point, heads must roll and criminal charges must be brought over this. What action can you take at this point from a criminal point of view?
Okay, just first understand, and I'm going to equate it to what happened in the smart meter contract. All right. So it was also deemed irregular by the Auditor General. That doesn't make the contract null and void. Irregularity means it's against a legislative process set out in law. You still have to go to court. You have to challenge the content of the contract. And it's only a court of law that can determine that contract is null and void. So it's a totally separate process. So the actions that will follow will depend on the outcome of the full investigation of whether there were any criminal activities, whether there were any irregularities. We don't know. So that investigation still has to run its course. But the following action will most probably be to take the contract to court in the meantime until such time as we have the final outcome of the investigation that was done.
Do you have any reason to believe that Mweketsi Mosola benefited unduly from this contract?
No, I have no concrete evidence of that nature. The investigation will have to determine that.
And has any effort been made to recoup the 317 million rand that GLAD Africa received, or is that not necessary in the context of the work that has been provided?
No, again, you must remember, as I've just stated, the process was irregular. and it makes the payment irregular, but it doesn't make the payment unlawful.
All right.
So it's not a question of saying, it's the same, again, the same principle as the payer matter. So we had to continue paying the commission on that contract until such time as it's been concluded to say that this is now the final, and you need to do A, B, C, and D to get out of the contract. So you cannot step away until such time as that contract has been deemed null and void.
Thank you very much for explaining that to us so well. Marie-Lise Fourie is the Tshwane MMC of Finance.